On
Fridays, we get with one of America's best and most talented political humorists and satirists. He's Bill Melberg, a U of I alum in Chicago. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, following a timeout in the Republican race for the presidential nomination last week, that contest is picking up steam once again with the coming primaries in Arizona and Michigan next week.
Yes, it certainly is, Stevie and Diane. And the music that we're hearing now, which Big Ten fans in Champaign-Urbana will no doubt recognize, is the Michigan State fight song. And it's a reminder that there's quite a fight going on in the state of Michigan at the moment between native son Mitt Romney and that feisty former senator from Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum. And Stevie and Diane, most of the polls are showing that it's a real horse race in Michigan, with Rick Santorum still in the lead by a nose. Of course, losing Michigan, one of at least three states that Mitt Romney has identified as his home state, would be a real blow to the former Massachusetts governor.
Yeah, Bill, as you know, some of the political pundits are saying that a Romney loss in Michigan could open an opportunity for some other candidate to jump into the race, or it could set the stage for a brokered convention in Tampa this summer?
Indeed it could, and that would certainly be the case if none of the current candidates arrives in Tampa at the convention with enough delegates to sew up the nomination on the first ballot. And if Mitt Romney loses the Michigan primary on Tuesday, his status as the presumptive nominee will certainly come to an end. And, of course, that's why the Romney campaign is putting all they've got into Michigan State at the moment.
Yeah. Well, of course, most people seem to think that Governor Romney had a good performance in Wednesday's nice CNN debate, and that ought to help him on Tuesday, I would think.
Yes, but, you know, Stevie and Diane, Mitt Romney is still sort of a one-man gaffe machine out there in the campaign trail, and Mitt's still having a hard time connecting with average voters, despite his best effort to come across as just one of the guys. And to show you what I mean, let's take a listen to this speech that Mitt Romney gave in Michigan just a few days ago.
A little history. I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars. I don't know. I mean, I grew up totally in love with cars. It used to be in the 50s and 60s, if you showed me one square foot of almost any part of a car, I could tell you what brand it was, the model, and so forth. Now with all the Japanese cars, I'm not quite so good at it, but I still know the American cars pretty well, and drive a Mustang. I love cars. I love American cars, and long may they rule the world, let me tell you. I want to do well.
Wow, that sounded a little strange, don't you think? I mean, what did Mitt Romney mean by the trees are the right height in Michigan?
I have no idea. But let's listen to that clip again, and let's see if it makes any more sense the second time around.
It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
I love the lakes.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
Just something very special here.
Fly with the moon on their wings.
I love cars.
These are a few of my favorite things.
The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
So all the little inland lakes.
Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
I love cars. I love the lakes. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. So all the little inland lakes.
My favorite thing.
Mitt Romney with Julie Andrews singing My Favorite Things. Perfect. All right, Bill, it seems like Governor Romney could still use a little campaign advice, and you might recall that following his humiliating loss to Newt Gingrich in the South Carolina primary last month, we were joined by a veteran campaigner and presidential candidate to give Mitt Romney a few pointers. Now joining us once again to offer Mitt Romney some more advice is the Oscar-winning Nobel Prize laureate and former vice president, Al Gore. Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
Mr. Vice President, last month, you offered some advice to Mitt Romney ahead of the Florida primary. Governor Romney seemed to follow your advice, and he won the Florida primary in a landslide. But now he finds himself neck and neck in a close race with Senator Santorum. What advice would you give to Mitt Romney today, sir?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Governor Romney did win Florida thanks to the advice that I gave him on this very program last month. He succeeded in taking Newt Gingrich down, but in taking Newt Gingrich down, he pulled Rick Santorum up. And all I can say this morning is, Mitt, have you forgotten my advice?
Well, what was that advice?
Well, I advised Governor Romney to loosen up, relax, chill out, put on some blue jeans, don't act like such a stuffed shirt, and stop saying, hi, guys, thanks, guys, how you doing, guys? I mean, saying hi, guys, doesn't make you one of the guys, especially when the guys think you're a snob.
What else would you advise Mitt Romney, Mr. Vice President, to do if he wants to get back into the lead?
Well, Stevie, when you don't connect with other human beings and you don't have any core beliefs, you go negative. You trash your opponent. You use negative attack ads. Now, you might recall that I made a negative attack ad for Mitt Romney trashing Newt Gingrich the last time I was on this show last month. And he must have used that ad because Mitt blew Newt away down there in Florida. And that's what he needs to do to Rick Santorum up there in Michigan, which is why I've created another negative attack ad for Mitt Romney if he wants to use it.
Oh, can we hear this, sir?
I thought you'd never ask. Here it is. Attention, attention, Michigan primary voters. This is former Vice President Al Gore with a warning. Before you make your choice for a presidential candidate, what do you really know about Rick Santorum? Did you know that despite his youthful looks, his sweater vests, and his altar boy demeanor, Rick Santorum was just another Washington insider who served in a do-nothing Congress? Did you know that while he was a senator, Rick Santorum supported earmarks, whatever they are, and he voted for the bridge to nowhere, too? Did you know that unlike Governor Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum has no executive experience? He's just a politician. And did you know that when he ran for re-election in 2006, Senator Santorum lost by 18 percentage points? Yes, Rick Santorum is a loser. Rick Santorum is the third most evil man who ever lived, right after Newt Gingrich and George W. Bush. So before you vote for Rick or Newt or crazy old Ron Paul, think about what you're doing. Then vote for Mitt, paid for by Democrats for Mitt Romney, Al Gore chairperson.
Wow, that's a pretty negative ad. I think it's right up there with the attack ad you did for Mitt in Florida. And I want to thank you again, Mr. Vice President Al Gore, for being with us once again and for your free advice to Governor Romney. But two can play at that negative attack ad game. So in the interest of fairness and equal time, we've asked our friends at attackwatch.com to create a negative attack ad for Rick Santorum that he might use against Mitt Romney. And here it is.
Greetings, Michigan Republicans, and welcome back to the back-and-forth exchange of negative attack ads. Yes, two can play at this game, and if that mean old Governor Romney wants to wage another vicious campaign against yet another surging rival, we'll try this one on for size mittens. Mittens! That's what I call Governor Romney. Oh, shame on me. But you ought to hear what Governor Romney calls Senator Santorum. Of course, you already know what Mittens thinks about poor people. He says he isn't very worried about them. No wonder Mittens has such a hard time connecting with the average Joe. Can you imagine kicking back and having a beer with Mitt Romney? What would you ask the man? How's your Swiss bank account?
What's new at the country club? Fired anyone lately? Have you heard from the Donald this week? And what would the average Joe say if Mittens were to ask him, want to bet $10,000 that I can speak French? Oh, yes. Joe would lose that bet because Mittens does speak French. Not exactly a man of the people now, is he? That's why if I were having a beer, I'd have it with Rick Santorum. Senator Santorum isn't a snob. And Senator Santorum doesn't spend millions of dollars trashing his rivals with negative attack ads. That's because Rick Santorum doesn't have millions of dollars like Millionaire Mitt and his good buddy, Billionaire Trump. So when you go to the polls to vote on Tuesday, are you going to vote for the Massachusetts liberal or the conservative senator? Think about it, friends. Then do the right thing. Don't vote for the snob in the designer jeans. Vote for the Boy Scout in the sweater vest. Paid for by the Anyone But Mitt Romney Committee, the Honorable Newt Gingrich, Chairman.
Wow! There you have it. Well done. An attack ad against Governor Romney to counterbalance the attack ad that Al Gore did against Senator Santorum. And with just a moment left for some analysis about the Republican race for the presidential nomination, here again, our regular point counterpoint team, Senator John McCain, Republican, Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, what do you think of the nasty battle for the GOP nomination?
Stevie, my friend, it goes with the territory, but the bottom line is everybody knows Mitt Romney looks like a president, just like Thomas E. Dewey.
Congressman Frank?
Stevie and Diane, everybody knows that mean old Mitt Romney is a flip-flopper. In fact, there's a joke going around Washington these days, and here it is. A liberal, a moderate, and a conservative walk into a bar. The bartender looks up and says, "Hi, Mitt." Get it?
Congressman Frank, once again, you had the last word for today, but when we come back, Political Humor's Bill Melberg will be bringing us another Connect FM listener joke of the week. Right after these important messages, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We're back with Political Humorist Bill Melberg on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. And Bill, with religion having entered the political debate, I understand today's listener joke of the week is a bit more heavenly in nature?
Yes, and it comes from one of my old classmates, Greg Sakowitz, who is now pastor of St. Mary's Church in Evanston, Illinois. And this is how Pastor Greg began last Sunday's sermon. Preacher was completing a temperance sermon. If I had all the beer in the world, he said with great expression, I'd throw it into the river. And if I had all the wine in the world, he said with even greater emphasis, I'd throw it into the river. And if I had all the whiskey in the world, he said in conclusion, I'd take it and throw it into the river. The preacher sat down, and the song leader stood up. With a slight smile on his face, the song leader said, and now let us sing hymn number 365, Shall We Gather at the River?
Well, that's a good one. That's a good joke. Does Pastor Greg start all of his sermons with a joke?
Well, as a matter of fact, he starts quite a few of them with a joke. And I might add, Greg Sakowitz has his own talk radio show twice a week here in Chicago. In fact, you might remember Greg's late father, Sig Sakowitz, who had his own show on nights on WGN radio in Chicago for many years. And as I recall, one of his sponsors was a beer company.
All right.
That's good. Well, Shall we gather at the river?
Well, sounds like a good place to gather this morning. Stevie, I think we have something of a theme going with this morning's jokes, by the way. As Barney Frank said, a wibble, a moderate, and a conservative walk into a bar. The bartender looks up and says, "Hi, Mitch."
I'm not sure I get it.
I don't know either.
Well, we need another temperance sermon here this morning.
Well, all right. We'll reconvene. It's snowing.
Yes, it is.
Snow good. And did Chicago get hit last night, Bill?
We got hit big time.
What you got?
It would have been even more if it had been snowing all day, because we had a lot of rain earlier in the day.
What you got on the ground in Chicago? Do you know?
Yeah, well, we've got about, I would say, 4 or 5 inches.
Oh, my word. No kidding.
Okay.
It hasn't been much white out here in Champaign, California this year. It's been awesome. All right, Bill, we appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk next week.
All right, next week, Michigan.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk all about it with Bill Melberg and eveningwiththepresidents.com. You're going to learn about Bill and all the shows that he does all over the world. Bill Melberg and eveningwiththepresidents.com.